I took a week off. And you know what? I think I needed that week because just a lot going on in life. A lot of things happening in the world. But as days go by and as time passes, I always feel
whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up. He's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? Yeah, man, I took a week off. A lot of things happening. Moving and shaking and moving. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was tired as fuck last week. Work has been kicking my ass. So I think I was entitled to take a break, just one show. But yeah, man, so I came to do the show and I turned on the microphone and I'm like, what should I talk about? Should I talk about the Grammys? No. Should I talk about the Super Bowl? Should I talk about, and like, but those of you who have been listening to me for a year and some change, you understand that I don't really delve deep into like pop culture and what's going on in the world. You know, I'm not gonna go, hey guys, so the Chiefs and the Niners this Sunday, who are you going for? I think Mahomes could take it all. Nope. I don't care about who won Album of the Year. I don't care what Monarch was just recently diagnosed with cancer. I don't care about any of that. I'm here to talk to you about, hey guys, you ever get sad sometimes? Like that's my vibe. That's the vibe of the show. Hey guys, when was the last time that you came inside of a kumquat? It was 3 months ago. For those of you keeping track. But yeah, so like with trying to figure out what I was going to talk about today, and mind you, again, I have nothing planned. My tablet's right here. I have nothing on screen. I was thinking, I was like, you know, let me just get you guys with some current events, presidents, the election, who's going to win and all that bullshit, right? And then I realized that I have reached the part of my life where I don't give a fuck about anything that doesn't pertain to my personal life. Like, I don't. Like, I truly don't. I can give a fuck. And I think we all reach this moment in our life where you go, I don't really pay attention to the outside world. Like, I don't know who I'm pointing to over here. For those of you who are watching me on Spotify, I'm pointing to my right. There's nobody there. How can I say it? When you're younger and you're just trying to gain all the knowledge, you're trying to absorb all the information that the world has to offer, especially those of us who predate the internet in the home and in your pocket readily available. We just want to go outside and experience the world and just live life and go through our days with a sense of wonderment in our eyes. But then we get older. We get older. We have families. We get careers. And we go, yo, none of that shit matters, bro. Like, and none of it matters in the grand scheme of our personal lives. And it's okay. It's fine. It's fine for us to reach this part of our lives that, dude, whatever, man. Like, yo, who you voting for? Like, nobody. Like, I don't even know who's running for president, bro. Like, I know because, you know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and all that shit. But like, I don't feel like it truly matters to me, and I can't get why people are so passionate about it. Like, I don't, like, dude, like, they don't fuck me, feed me, or finance me, so whatever, bro. Like, I don't, it matters not in my personal life. It doesn't help me rear my kids any differently. It doesn't help me treat my girlfriend any better or worse or whatever. It's just whatever, nigga. Like, it is what it is. I don't care who won the Grammy. I know the Grammys were a couple of days ago. Who won what? I don't know. Who? Excuse me. Let me take a sip of my carbonated beverage. Like, I don't care if Taylor won, if Taylor lost. I don't even know she was nominated. I don't care who was nominated for an Oscar, who was nominated or won a Golden Globe, Emmys, and none of it. I don't care who won an ESPY, a fucking Razzie, whatever the fuck it is, or Razzie, who knows? Like, you know, there might be a musical producer trying to take advantage of young R&B groups. I don't have the luxury. I don't know what's going on in the background. This is a lot of noise. If the microphone is picking that up, that is quite loud. Anyway, I know what's going on in the world. Like, at this point, it's just ambient noises, like much like this rattling and crattling that's going on in the background. But like, a lot of it is just background noise. It just adds to the white noise, which is news media and all the information. And when I was younger, I used to go, damn, man, like, but I wonder when my mom stopped really like paying attention to pop culture or whatever. Like, you know, she doesn't know what's really going on out there in the world. Like, she doesn't understand. She didn't understand fashion. She didn't understand the music. She didn't understand culture of the ever progressing world that was just surrounding us at all times. And now I get it. I fucking get it. I completely get it. I get how I can go from work to home sleep, eat, maybe not necessarily in that order, and rinse and repeat. Next day, fucking Groundhog's Day. It is all the same shit, and it happens day in, day out, with some entertaining moments in between. Like, for example, this past weekend, my girlfriend and I went to go see Back to the Future on Broadway. I highly suggest you go see it, because if you're a fan of the movie, you're going to be a fan of the show. This is not an ad, but it should be. It should be. If I had to critique it, the Marty was a little weak. Anyway, so no, and what ended up happening, we went to go eat. We had a city date. And for those of you who are fucking confused, for those of you rubes out there, there's only one city that I refer to as a fucking city, and that is New York City. Now, me being a Jersey boy, born and raised till I die, you know, I've always wanted, I always liked hanging out in NYC, for those of you who like to use not acronyms. It's not even a fucking acronym. Shortening of words, I guess. But yeah, I New York is a very beautiful city, as you all know. And I like when I'm a tourist in that city, because, you know, my girl works there. She works in the city. And when I go to New York, it's usually to do things that that take me away from the tourist traps. But this particular weekend, I was like, yeah, you know what? I've never done this. Like, we went to the top of Rockefeller Center. We went to Rockefeller Center. We had drinks. And we we went all the way to the fucking roof. It was awesome. Again, our life is filled with entertaining moments. But everything else, if it doesn't involve my personal relationships with my family, my children, my girl, or my job, it kind of bleeds into the blackness of the void. Now, like, I watch the news. I watch news clips. I'm on social media a lot of the time. I get news alerts on my phone, but I look at it, I'm like, cool, whatever. Like, is this really important? Is this really, I got to stop what I'm doing to pay attention to this? I don't have it in me anymore. I don't, like, you know, I sound old and washed up, but it is what it is. Like, I don't know who the hottest actor, actress. Like, I watched a trailer the other day, and I recognized maybe one person. I was like, Jesus, I don't know who's hot or not, or they all look like teenagers to me. So I'm like, oh, okay, I reached this point of my life where it's okay with not to know the younger actors or actresses, singers and rappers, and, you know, just the people that drive pop culture. I reached that point. You know, my mother, I think the last pop star that my mother was really into was like Toni Braxton. But like, she had no idea about who Puff Daddy was. She had no idea who Faith or Mary J. Blige was. It was just like, she was like, you know what? I'm good. I like what I like, and that's it. We're all like, those of us who are 35 and older, we have all resigned to the fact that, you know what, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good with the music that I grew up on, because I'm not the audience intended to listen to the new music or watch the new movies or whatever. But yeah, man, like I start to ponder. I'm like, wow, am I going to be too disconnected from what the world has to offer. Am I going to sound uninformed to my kids or to people that I talk to? Because again, I know of politics. I know of it. I don't follow it. Like, I know Trump is running again. I know Biden is running again. I know there's some chick in the mix making sandwiches and shit. Like, I know that's all going on. But I don't know policies. I still don't know how many electoral votes New Jersey has. Like, I don't. Like, I learned it in school. I remembered it enough for a test. And then after that test, I completely forgot it. Like, it was completely, it was like one of those, it's like a single use straw. Like, I'm using it. It serves its purpose. I'm going to discard it now. That's what that information was to me when I was a kid. So I don't know any of it anymore. So I don't know. I don't even know. Is this year? Is it this year? I'm checking with the judges. Is this year the election year? I guess so. I guess this is the time to vote for a president. I don't know when the primary is. If you could bet me $1,000 right now, like, yo, $1,000 right now to tell me when the primary election is. I'm like, well, you don't even have to write that check, my man. You can keep that money straight in your pocket, in your bank account. I have no idea. Like, I know it's very important. I'm not completely ignorant. I'm not completely stupid. But again, it doesn't pertain to me in my life. A lot of people go, well, Joe, the president of the United States, they make policies that may affect you in taxes and global economics and oil prices and this and the border. You're not worried about immigration? Nope, I am not. I am not. I play like I do, but I don't give a fuck. Let them all in. Lock them all out. I don't care. Are they helping me? Like, if you send 17 Mexicans and like 3 Guatemalans to help me pay my rent, that's all I give a fuck. That's all I care about. Do they all have driver's licenses? No? So there's less traffic. Cool. Do they own cars? No? Cool. More parking spots for me. That's the only way that shit affects me. I'm telling you, it doesn't even affect you, ladies and gentlemen of the audience. It doesn't. Like, when was the last time an influx of migrants from the southern border affected you directly? I'll fucking wait. I have more immigrants in my family that affect my daily life than the fucking 100,000 or whatever Fox News is saying at the southern border. It doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm disconnected from that. I live in Jersey. You know how far you got to fucking walk for Jersey from the Mexican border? I'm like fucking Tucson, Arizona, wherever goofy shit that is. I don't know. Like, the Super Bowl, like, I'm a Jets fan. My season ended, snap one, first game of the season. That's when my season stopped. That's when I stopped paying attention to fucking football. I don't pay attention to football if it doesn't involve my team. I don't watch football and bet on it. I don't have a fantasy league. I don't fucking bet. I'm not on FanDuel or fucking DraftKings or fucking loseyourmoney.com. I'm not on any of it because I don't give a fuck about sports that much. I am not a sports fan. I'm more of an acquaintance acquaintance to sports. I'm sports adjacent. Like, oh, if I saw sports in the street, like, yeah, I know that guy. And I'll keep walking. I'll keep walking. I'm not into it, bro. And a lot of guys are like, yo, what? Who are? Or do you want to join a Super Bowl pool, the big game pool at work? No, no. I have child support, bro. Like, I have a girlfriend. My money goes other places rather than fucking losing it to the fucking Niners and shit. Like, no. I don't care. I don't care how many yards somebody threw. I used to care. Believe me, I used to care. When I was younger, I had the fucking the Fleer Ultra fucking cards, and I was like, this shit has the hologramic stamp right here. And do you see how many fucking yards Thurman Thomas had? Now I'm like, cool, man. Like, unless one of these football players, like, beat up their girlfriend on an elevator, I stop paying. I don't pay attention to it. And maybe it's me. Maybe I'm speaking for the many. Maybe I'm speaking for the few. Perhaps I'm just cynical. And I've closed myself off to the joys of the world. But at the same time, those people who focus so heavily on one, like, on social media, or they focus on, like, did you hear what Zendaya said? And I'm like, no. Was it in a movie? Was it in a show that I don't know what the fuck she said? With the Super Bowl, I go to Super Bowl parties. If you invite me, I'm going. I'll go. It's an enjoyable situation. I enjoy the game. I'm not just there to watch the fucking the commercials like some chick. I'm there to watch the game. I'm interested in the game. But I'm not going to go out like, yo, Super Bowl party, Super Bowl 2024 and shit. No. There's only a few things that I know about this year's Super Bowl. One, who's playing? I know who's playing. I definitely know who's playing. Two, Taylor Swift is going to be there. Three, Usher is doing the halftime show. Aside from that, I don't know the players. I don't know the coaches. I don't know the stats. I don't know. Should I give a fuck? And that's the question. That's the question that I ask the audience. This is what I ask you. Should I give a fuck? A lot of people go, well, Joe, this is your life. You do whatever the fuck you want. But, like, I don't want to be called a weirdo for not fucking giving a damn about the big game. I don't get it. Like, I know the Grammys were this past weekend. I know the hot button things that happen. I know Taylor got her Grammy for whatever it was. Maybe longest pockets on a pair of pants. Like, I don't, who knows? I know Killer Mike won his Grammys because I'm a big Killer Mike fan. I know Jay-Z got like some Dr. Dre award. Aside from that, I don't know who performed. I don't know. Seriously, the only reason I knew it was on is because people posted it on their stories on Instagram. Because I didn't go out looking for it. I did not go out of my way to watch the Grammys. Again, it's just like the things that have interested me in the past no longer interest me. And I think that's fair for me to say. I don't judge. Believe me, I'm not judging the people who do. Because yeah, cool, man. Like, you have a hobby. You do things, but and you watch things that make you happy. I get it. I completely get it. But I think at a certain point we all gotta like reassess ourselves and see if we're spending our time correctly. I think that's the most important thing is our time management. Like, I think the older we get, time is more finite and we feel it more finite. And we tend to focus more on the importance of who we spend our time with and how we spend our time with that person or with those people. When we're younger, it's like, yeah, fucking, I can waste a lot of time doing a bunch of shit and learning a bunch of shit and watching a bunch of shit. And now you're like, oh, no. Like, yo, you want to go watch a game that none of your teams are playing in? Like, no, what the fuck? Who the fuck wants to do that? That sounds awful. Like, you want to go to a hockey game? Why would I? What about my face tells you that I want to go watch a hockey game between the Blackhawks and the Red Wings? I don't want to want, nigga. No, bro. No. I'd rather watch Sesame Street themed improv comedy. If that's not a thing, it should be. It should be. I'm not going to do the voices because I don't have the material in my head right now. But just the idea of Sesame Street, like Oscar the Grouch, yes, ending. It's a very rich idea. And I will build upon it. I'll come back later with that if I have anything. But yeah, like we don't have time to waste anymore. If you see a grown-up, if you see a grown adult with a job and bills and children and responsibilities wasting time, hey, dude, like, what the fuck? Nigga, like, are you Forrest Gump cutting grass after you became a billionaire? Because do you have this much time on your hands to waste? I submit you do not. Now, relaxing is different. I like to relax. I like to kick back. I work 10 to 11 hours a day, sometimes 12. I work pretty much all day, every day, day, night. So when I do tend to relax, I chill. I do things that either make me happy or help me relax. And if that's what you do with watching reality TV, or if you're watching the Grammys or the Super Bowl and that helps you relax, then by all means, like, I am not judging. But I think people who focus too much energy on those said things are wasting their time. That's just me. This is how I feel about the situation. I feel if you spend a Sunday or a Saturday, or if you spend a weekend doing something that you like, then it's cool. But if it encompasses parts of your day, then you're not using your day correctly. You're not, your time management skills are in the basura, my nigga. And you should do better. Feel like Joey Swole. Do better. Don't take pictures of people in the gym. Like, hey, you set up a camera in an open gym and you're criticizing them for not knowing how to exercise. You need to do better. Anyway. But yeah, so again, I turned on the microphone and literally had nothing to talk about. But this lingering thought in my head, I'm like, damn, man, like, should I care more? And I want to hear from you guys. Should I care more about the things that go on around me? Or am I correct in focusing on the things that are truly important to me, the people that are truly important to me, and relax when when the time is more appropriate, rather than like, all right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a little bit of work at work, and then I'm going to fucking finalize my lineup or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't know how fantasy teams work. But yeah, man. Again, I think I'm going to keep these next couple of episodes short. I don't want to burn myself out over here. But again, man. Again, sorry for last week. I missed, but I was tired. A nigga can get tired. A person can get tired every now and then. If you work as much as I work and drive as much as I drive, you'll get tired too. So on that note, this has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.
I said, bitch.